Create Your Comic comes from the Marvel superhero people, so it's got a bit of pedigree to it, although you do need to appreciate that there's the link there to that commercial side of things. You've got the option to create either a comic strip of just a couple or three panels, or you can create a whole comic book. I guess it depends on what you're actually hoping to achieve. It might be you might be trying to get boys writing. This might be a way that you get reluctant writers to produce something of a greater length. Or it might just be something as simple as people who are new to French creating a little dialogue in a different way. So rather than just writing down what the dialogue could be, they could have their character speaking in French. Anyway, you can either choose to create a comic strip or a comic book. Once you've made your choice, the tools that you use are pretty much similar. You've got a range of different ways to alter the appearance of each panel in the strip, and you've got a series of backgrounds, and it's a simple matter of dragging and dropping them into the panel that you want the background to appear. Once the background's in there, you can rotate it and scale it and change the way that it looks. In addition to backgrounds, you've got the characters, which are the main part of the whole thing, I guess, based on several of the Marvel comic heroes, at least it appears to me. Not that I'd know a great deal about them, but there you go. Each character can be resized and made to look different within the panel. You also get a few, a really few objects, but that's not the main part of it. You get some bubbles, quite a good range of different speech and thought bubbles to use, because that's one of the most important bits of a comic, I would argue. And you do get some sound effects. That's not audio, that's the sort of bam, pow sort of things that you can put into comics. Obviously you can use add text. That's going to be the most significant feature, I would argue, perhaps if you're doing writing or if you're working in languages. And adding the text, you can do basic alterations to sort of the font and the size of the font and how it's formatted. All of the bits that you can move, add to the panels, can be moved around on it and moved forwards and backwards within the scene. When you've finished, it's simply a matter of downloading it, in which case it comes down as a PDF, or printing it straight to the printer. There's no saving necessary, and you don't need to create an account, which is really good. So that's Create Your Comic.